Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
When you think about the top sport in Canada, hockey is probably at the top of your list. Well, how about high school basketball? Over the last few seasons, a number of high-profile college basketball recruits have come from Canada. WAER's Tyler Aki has the story.
When you think of basketball powerhouses, the mind goes to places like Chicago, New York City, and New Jersey. However, there's a new region on the rise. That's right, hockey country has quickly become a hoops breeding ground with NBA stars.
Wiggins. Oh, wow, and it takes flight again.
Andrew Wiggins is flexing a lot of muscle in his game tonight.
And they hand to Murray. Murray rocks.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the ball.
I've come away impressed with Jamal Murray.
Credited with the two. Look out! Tristan Thompson.
Wow. Thompson
wow,
came, out of,
right.
came out of nowhere.
As well as budding college prospects.
Brooks for three in the win. That's it! Dylan Brooks, 2/10 of a second remaining.
Rattan Mays open from three and he knocks it down in Tyus Battle's face.
Quickly to the corner, Shea on the three. Junior from Canada's got his second triple of the ball game.
There are a dozen active Canadians in the NBA and more than 100 are playing Division I college ball. Elias Spate is the director of basketball recruitment for North Pole Hoops, a Canadian scouting service. Spate has seen the game grow throughout the country, but says the talent level is nothing new.
I think it's always been around. I think it was just been a lack of exposure over the years. Most recently, it took off when Andrew Wiggins started to flourish on the American side. I think that's what really set things off, and then the success of guys in the NCAA most recently. Nick Stauskas, Wiggins, as I mentioned, Naz Long. Ever since that, it's been really taking off.
However, the launch has occurred over the past 20 or so years. The Raptors came to Toronto in 1995 and sparked a basketball revolution.
I think of Vince Carter specifically, that era, Damon Stoudemire, Tracy McGrady, that specific era of Toronto Raptors. That's what I think influenced and made kids want to go out into a parking lot or go out into an open court and try new moves and do things like that. And it really spiced up the whole love and taste for basketball.
And with that surge in aspiring hoopers, the game and its coverage exploded.
The AAU side, 10, 15 years ago, there were over 100 teams going down south and playing in tournaments. There wasn't a national basketball media outlet covering Canadian basketball specifically. There wasn't NCAA coaches. Like right now, we work with over 70 clients that come over the border regularly.
So why Canada? Well, Spate says it solely comes down to numbers and prominence.
You know, in the States, you guys have 10 times the population that we have. You know, you may be a big fish, but you're a big fish in an ocean. Whereas you come to Canada, you're a big fish in kind of like a little more of a river or a stream or a pond, if you will. And I think that the exposure, the brand, you know, you're building your brand before you reach college. You know, the mainstream media here, as well as us at North Pole Hoops, we're heavily involved in the game. So they're getting more exposure and they want to build their brand. I think that's a big part of it.
Next year, you can add two more players to the NCAA game. A pair of Syracuse's three recruits for the class of 2017 currently play up north. O'Shea Brissett and Howard Washington are teammates at Canada's Athlete Institute. The two will trade their red jerseys for orange ones next season. And Spate's been following Brissett and Washington closely for the last 5 years.
Let's put it plain and simple. O'Shea Brissett's an NBA prospect. And anytime, you know, any NCAA program is able to lock in one of those, that speaks volumes. And then with regards to Howard Washington, he's a heady PG. He's always been. He's always composed. High-pressure defenses don't really turn him off or get him to turn over the ball. You got a ball handler that can be a primary guy, that can be trusted. And then with O'Shea, he brings a ton of flash and excitement.
Now let's look at Brissett. He's 6'6", freakishly long, and according to Spate, a lot of Brissett's talent has been hidden due to circumstance. forward thrives with the ball in his hand, but has been stuck around stars his entire career. But if Brissett gets put in the right spot with the Orange, he can be dangerous.
When he played with a Canada elite team, they allowed him to play from three, and you saw him being able to create from the perimeter. And I think that in the Syracuse offense, if he's able to play a little bit of 3-4, it's going to really show his full package, and that's what actually makes him an NBA prospect.
Another guy who's been surrounded by studs throughout high school is Howard Washington. Before coming to the Athlete Institute, the point guard played for Montverde Academy, a top-ranked team in the nation that featured future NBA stars.
You know, you've seen him play with Ben Simmons. You've seen him play with other All-Americans. For the stars, it's already easy for them. And he makes it even easier because he's setting the table for them. He's opening up gaps. You know, he's just creating opportunities for teammates at all times.
Washington now plays for CIA Bounce, an AAU program run by Tyler Ennis's father, Tony McIntyre. And Spate sees a lot of the coach's son in the point guard.
We were already drawing Tyler Ennis comparisons to him. You know, I saw that he was just very composed under pressure. I saw that in the full court press, he didn't really turn over the ball. And that's when we started really drawing that comparisons.
I'm sure Syracuse fans wouldn't mind some shades of Ennis on next year's Orange team. The Northern import trend has clearly worked for programs like Kansas, Kentucky, and Oregon, and now SU has a chance to join their success. Tyler Aki, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.